Welcome, everyone. This is Sasha, sashatalks.com. I hope everyone kicked off their week on a blessed note. Today, we're going to cover a topic briefly that most of us engage in some capacity. But before doing so, I want to share a brief overview of the Sasha Talks platform and updates that you could check out by going to sashatalks.com. There is new material that was added that covers the business realm for those that are interested in seeking different forms of employment, contemplating different careers, small business advice. If you are an entrepreneur, there is plenty to look at if you go to the publications page. For those who love to live life, go out, enjoy, and share their experiences, there is an opportunity for you to contribute as a writer. You go on stylemysoul.com, and the articles that do get published after an editorial review, some of them do get highlighted on the Sasha Talks website and affiliate platforms. And for anyone who is following the blog there, we highlight guests who drop by. And for anyone who is interested in a proper business session in the form of an office hour for July and August, new submissions are being welcomed. And if you qualify, we could take the next steps to move forward. For anyone who's wondering what I've been up to, you could check out the publications page. I do spend time, and you will see some of those tidbits being shared through the publications page. The Authors by Sasha page is managed by me. Those books are handpicked and they cover different genres. So if you go to authorsbysasha.blogspot.com, you will also read and sample some interviews of writers that I have crossed paths with, and I've had the privilege of personally interviewing them. And there you get to learn a little bit about their craft of writing, how they were introduced, what type of writing do they do. And the amazing part is there are so many different types of writers that you can never cover every little detail, but you could extract many wonderful insights through audio and their written contributions that also get posted on the Authors by Sasha website. So as we get started, keep in mind that all content is subject to the terms and conditions and disclaimers of sashatalks.com. Today, I thought we would cover the realm of promises. What are promises? We live in a society where people engage in promises of all different sorts, whether these promises are being exchanged between two people, whether it's between family, parents, and children, among friends, between a business and possibly an employee, among businesses. What is a promise? In our culture, we put so much emphasis on a promise. And it's like any other thing. The more value you put on it, it has a perceived value. But if it's not a critical part of your life, then it has no meaning or bearing, but it doesn't mean that it might not impact other people if you participate in this. So a promise is more than just words. It's a commitment that reflects our personal integrity, our trustworthiness, and intent. And the interesting part is that there's a key difference between saying you'll do something, I intend to do it, and making a genuine promise where you're making a pact. It's more formal, and a promise implies accountability. And what is the whole role of promises out there in society? Regardless of how you do the math, I often say the answer is people. People conduct business with people. People make up families, businesses. Anything that you think of, it's either communication happening among people, between people, or they're trying to project a certain message that is being perceived by people. So the giver and the taker are people. The sender and the receiver are people. The role of promises in relationships, it helps you build the foundation of trust in personal, professional, and your relationship with life itself. Broken promises can cause a lot of emotional damage and erode trust. In one aspect of the work that I do at Sasha Talks, focuses on the niche aspect of day-to-day relationships. And when I really think about it, once upon a time, at least one third of the cases that would come through, this has to do with the self-development work outside of the business consulting. And it doesn't mean that in the business world there aren't broken promises. People would come forth and they were bearing the side effects or consequences of either breaking a promise or dealing with the side effects of what happens when one person or a third party does not keep their word, or they do not meet your expectations. Now, that is going off the tangent, a whole different conversation. With promises, there's a sense of accountability. This is how I view it. A promise should be realistic. It should be immune from manipulation and free from negativity. You should not coerce somebody into making a promise. The promise should be clear. It should be forthright. Now, I should take a step back. Someone can make a promise verbally. It could be done in writing. I'm going to cover a few different types of promises, but it should be clear. It should be forthright. It should not be coerced, meaning don't make someone promise. In my opinion, not only is that childish, but you're just screaming that you want a form of failure to play out. It should not be passive aggressive. It should be made only if the third party making this commitment through their words, however they communicate it. Nowadays, it could be in text, it could be in a business contract, it could be on the phone, it could be on video, that the third party means it. And they should not give into making a promise because they want to defer and avoid possibly saying no to a third party. So giving into making a commitment, I know it sounds so counterintuitive, but the amount of people that I've met in business, just in life, and sometimes those in relationships that have confessed, instead of when they knew that they should say no, they wanted to say no, they went against their gut, and they ended up not only avoiding saying no, they ended up making even a firmer commitment by doing the opposite as far as going as making a promise. And it reminds me of a wonderful quote that I love by Carla Bruni. And she says, "Promises are dangerous if they're not kept." Now, one of the purposes of making a promise has to do with establishing trust. Promises are very fundamental to building trust in relationships, whether it's between acquaintances or people that you already know, but you might not know them to a certain degree, whether you could trust them or not. Just because you're always surrounded by people doesn't mean that they're trustworthy. Creating expectations. When a promise is made, there's something more firm through a clear expectation that lets people know that there is a high probability of a certain outcome to take place. A certain action will be done. And some people view it as, and I notice this more in business when you pay attention to commercials, whether they're in magazines or radio or any form of audio or multimedia, that there's a sense of demonstrating commitment that a business, for example, if you see a commercial, they're making a promise to let you know that they have stated their intention and they're dedicated to fulfilling what they claim that their product or service can do. In other cases, promises could help you reinforce the quality of the relationship and building a stronger bond because it reaffirms the value of connection between people. Sometimes this could be more for mentally and emotionally, you acquire a sense of security that if you receive a promise, it helps you facilitate agreements. You're more open to hearing what the other party has to say and contemplating possibly an idea or a solution that you typically would not because you're averse to. It might be because of your skepticism or your cynicism of whether an idea would pan out. Now, everybody works differently. Some people could provide their own self-assurance. So, regardless of what happens and plays out in life around them and outside of their immediate world, they have that inner knowing that life will be okay. And they don't need a verbal promise or anything in writing. They just know that things are going to be fine. And then, on the other hand, there are those that are not going to proceed forward unless you give them some form of possibly a formal assurance. And the thing about life that I often say, and I've been saying this for over 15 years through Sasha Talks at a minimum, among other platforms where I've been, that there's only one guarantee: the day you're born and the day that you're meant to move, transition. Everything that happens in between, there are no guarantees. And sooner or later, everything comes at risk and have to make that decision. Even when there is a promise made, it doesn't mean that you may not be disappointed by the outcome. You might not be disappointed, but an outcome is going to play out one way or the other, whether you like it or not. So remember that the role of promises is to build the foundation of trust. And broken promises can definitely stir emotional damage and erode trust. It takes a lot to build credibility, and it doesn't take much to wipe it out. Now, there are different types of promises out there. I'll share a few examples. Interpersonal promises are the type where two people could make a commitment to one another. Maybe when I walk out the door, I let my kids know that I'll call you. I'll call you soon. I'll call you before I come pick you up. And the promise being made is that they trust me enough that I will follow through before I do something. Another type of promise would be a legal promise, contracts for those who conduct business. They're binding agreements. They don't necessarily state that it is a promise, but you're making a certain degree of commitment that a transaction will take place. And the purpose of it would be to protect the people who are involved in that promise under, in this case, legal guidelines, the law. Then there are those who make ethical promises. It might be for spiritual reasons, it might be for religious reasons, or moral reasons to adhere to confidentiality, because that is what the person engaging in would say. I promise I won't tell any, or I promise I will love you till the end of time. Now, it could get very technical of how can you prove certain things that cannot be measured. I'm not going to get into the technicalities of it. We did cover the spiritual promises. There are many that are often witnessed through, I would say, social media, multimedia, music, the arts. Then here is a very creative form of promising, but it's a very dirty way of presenting one's history out there. And we often see it in society, unfortunately. It's when politicians are running for election and opposing parties are contending for credibility. That what they end up doing is that they make promises and they flip the script to make the other party appear less credible. So, for example, if an individual is running for politics, their campaign might focus on lowering taxes and they promise that they'll be successful at getting you that outcome. Of course, that is open to interpretation. Sometimes people make promises and they are very conditional. If you get straight A's, I promise you I'll get you the bike that you want for your birthday. Something must happen in order for that promise to come to fruition. Now, what happens when you're dealing with broken or empty promises? Promises made with no intention are most likely not going to be kept. And often those type of promises are used to manipulate people or because people lack the maturity of knowing how to navigate conversations and life that they sometimes give into the situation just to get rid of it in the moment, but the problem will persist over a period of time. And that itself, when you avoid stuff, you don't realize that in some of those situations, you are damaging your credibility because of how you handle situations, whether it's in life or business or any other aspect of your life. How you handle it will either affirm your trust or it will diminish trust around. Now, some of the consequences of broken promises can come from all different directions because when promises are broken, they can lead to disappointment, mistrust, conflict. You don't only plant the seed for conflict, but it will multiply. And for some people, one broken promise, it could just destroy their perception of a certain situation, an event, a person. And that is a whole nother conversation because it would come down to what was the promise about. And sometimes people put too much weight on a promise. For example, I grew up in a home where my father would never make a promise. Even as a kid, if I would say, "Do you promise that you're going to take me so and so on the weekend?" He would not promise. He would say no to promises. I did question. He must have a history of what types of promises that he made that panned out well or not. He never made a promise. He would say that his word should stand alone and that should be good enough. And fortunately, when the time would come, he would follow through with the conditional promises he made if I got the good grades. But that is one thing I remember to this day. He never made a promise. And I think part of that has impacted how I view promises. Sure, we all engage in them in some capacity as a business person. Yes, there are plenty of agreements that I enter and those that I exit. It just comes down to how you view a promise. In my personal life, it was not a big cornerstone. And I think, in a way, it was good because to some degree, it taught me self-reliance, but at the same time, not to take people's words too far, where you hold them to a degree where it's just hard for anyone to meet those expectations. And you want to leave some grace. And of course, context matters. You want to leave some grace where the other person can be human, but you can also be human. I've learned through observation there are times where people have such high expectations where they're holding other people to the fire, but they themselves, if they ever, it's like game over, they lose it. So if you can back it up, don't expect other people to walk through the fire. That's all I'm saying. Now, for the consequences for honoring and not honoring promises, it could come down to if you honor your promises, you're going to be strengthening the relationships that you. And even if it doesn't have to do with relationships, it's your credibility, even if it's in a professional environment. It fosters accountability. That is one thing I noticed that a lot of people run from, accountability. They want to take credit for the good stuff that goes on, and they want to say it was them. But when the stuff goes sideways, as it will now and then in life, no one is immune from it. They look the other way. And when you fail to honor a promise, as I mentioned early on, it will start damaging relationships. If it doesn't damage the relationship up front, it will over time, because these type of behaviors, it's very rare that it's an isolated incident. When people break promises, it just increases the chance of when the next possible promise will be broken. I do want people to reflect upon what does the role of promises play in your life? Are you someone that relies heavily on promises? When did it start? Have you had good experiences? Are you the one on the receiving end of the promise, or are you the one making promises? Does it make you feel more validated, important? What objective does it fulfill in your life? And if you happen to be a person who has broken promises, how has that experience played out? Not everybody will react and respond the same way. Some people do feel remorse for their behaviors when they fall short of their own expectations, but there are people out there, life goes on. They don't lose sleep over it. And there's no right and wrong answer, but it comes down to who you are in your relationship with yourself, in your relationship with people around you. And in that same breath, I just covered one type of promise. Promises that we make and keep for our sake. And there are people who do that in terms of self-development. Some people promise themselves that they will improve their health. They might lose weight. They might take better care of their mental health. They might be work on their emotional health. So promises can be a good thing when they are held in high regards, but people honor them. You don't just say you made a promise and then your speech, your decisions, and your actions are going 180 degrees in the other direction. Now, here's a twister. When is it right to break a promise? Because people often think that a promise is a deadlock. In an ideal situation, keeping the promise is a good thing, but sometimes breaking a promise is necessary for ethical reasons because you're making necessary choices either to protect a third party or you recognize that the promise itself that you may have inherited from another person, I'm going to use a professional example, is harmful, unrealistic, or it could harm the organization. Even though you may have not been asked through the words specifically, promise. that this will not be shared. There are many other ways where the same message can be extended to you, and you have to make a responsible decision of whether you will honor that or whether you will break that promise. And as a business professional who gets trusted to help run certain types of organizations out there in varying capacities, I have lived through that. And you have to remember what is going on and what is the risk and the reward, not for the person who is being burdened by making that decision, but the risk and reward in the greater scheme of the organization. And if you make the ethical decision for the right reasons, sooner or later, the truth floats. You might not be vindicated in the short term, but it's only a matter of time that vindication will come. But don't hold your breath waiting to be vindicated, because if you start treating promises like a scorekeeping game, you're going to lose out on life. So things have to be in a certain perspective. And of course, I'm talking about this topically and not deep diving into different types of promises, because I am aware that there are people out there who have lost money or have been heartbroken or have received the short end of the stick because a certain type of promise was not fulfilled. Taking a step back, it's not always what happens to you in life, but what do you do about it? Ultimately, making a promise, fulfilling it, is not only a good self-development tool. It can be. It doesn't mean it is for everybody, but it also helps cultivate living a life of integrity. Living by your word increases respect and credibility. A person who's known for keeping promises stands out, because we live in a world where commitment is taken lightly, and people might start out strong, but then with time, they just fade out. And the thing with promises, I view it as it's running a life marathon. There are going to be the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, but are you still going to adhere to your word? And so I will leave you on that note, but I do want people to reflect upon what are promises? How are they significant in your life? Have you been the one who does the promising, or are you the recipient of these promises? When have they panned out well? Where it was a blessing in disguise, and when has it turned out to be a nightmare where you told yourself that I'm not ever going to make a promise again? And from my observation, I noticed that people like to make other people make promises, but they themselves are not willing to put themselves on the line, which itself is something to think about. Now, if you have any experiences that you would like to share, or you would like to possibly pen an article on these type of topics, please chat to sashatalks.com on the contact page, and I will be glad to share the next step for you to consider. Until next time, be good, be safe, and be blessed.